With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Did you know that paying your cell phone and utility bills has no impact on your credit rating? Well, that's about to change. We'll have details in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. The National Retail Federation says consumers are expected to spend, on average, $1,007 this holiday season. That's a nearly 5% increase over last year. And if you're a merchant who wants some of that cash, you better have some stuff on sale. The NRF says that 3 in 4 people believe discounts are very important or extremely important to making a purchase. And in a recent survey, the rewards and loyalty program website Swagbucks says about a quarter of consumers say that 25% is the minimum discount they would consider to be a good sale. Also, about 15% of people said that items reduced by 30 or 40% is the minimum they'd expect, and 14% of shoppers said they wouldn't get out of bed for a discount of less than 20%. And while you're shopping online this holiday season, you might be drawn to items at the top of the list of seemingly hundreds of items in search results on Amazon. Well, it turns out many people have simply decided to buy one of those best-selling items appearing at the very top of the search list. Check out the Wall Street Journal report on how in China and elsewhere, some Amazon sellers resort to shrewd techniques to manipulate product listings and get one of those top spots and boost their sales. Amazon says it has zero tolerance for abuse of its systems and that it takes swift action against bad actors, but it keeps happening. See the full story on WSJ.com or the WSJ app. All those nickel and dime fees on your cell phone bill infuriate a lot of us. But what if your cell phone bill could make your life a little rosier? Well, pretty soon, your cell phone bill will be a factor in determining your credit score. And Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis is here with some details. So, Anna Maria, you mean all this time I've been paying off my Verizon bill and my utility bills, which is also part of this, and it hasn't moved the needle on my credit rating one bit?
That's correct.
What?
that is correct. In most cases, credit reports and credit scores have not included this information, and that is about to change. Experian, one of the largest credit reporting firms in the U.S., has decided that it will start allowing consumers to add cell phone bill payments and utility payments into their credit reports. So there's two kind of interesting things here happening. One is, as you pointed out, that data that for the most part was not in people's credit reports will be added in, and it'll be added in by consumers.
So when you pay your bills, just like you're paying off your credit card bills or department store bill, that all gets added in sort of behind the scenes.
By the lenders.
All right. So same thing, or does the consumer actually have
no,
to take action?
No. So in this case,
here?
The consumers are taking action, which is really interesting because for decades, credit reports and credit scores have been based on information that lenders and other parties like collection firms have been submitting to the credit reporting firms who then put it on the credit report. Now what's happening is that Experian is saying to the consumers, you can add your payment data into your own credit report. And the way that that would happen is that consumers would basically link their checking account. For the most part, it would be a checking account that, mm-hmm. that they have online bill pay set up with. So, you know, when you log into your bank account and you set up your payment for your electric bill, your cell phone bill, that information, once you link your account to Experian, that information will just be getting fed into Experian. So on the credit report, it's not like you're going to have to take a step every single month. Mm-hmm. It would be a one-time thing where you set it up, you link your bank account to Experian, and Experian then is tracking where you're making recurring monthly payments to. So they'd be able to see that every month you're paying your cell phone provider, you're paying your electric provider.
All right, so I'm not trying to rain on this parade, but the credit reporting agencies, or at least one of them, does not have a fantastic track record here. Are people going to want to link their checking accounts?
Well, that's a good question. It's interesting because the track record you mention mm-hmm. here in particular would have to do with Equifax's, mm-hmm. a separate company from Experian.
Right.
Equifax's major breach last year. In the wake of that breach disclosure. Congressional members, during the testimony when the company was before congressional members, one of the things that would come up every now and then would be, well, why don't consumers have more control over the data that's at the credit reporting firms? Because really, for the most part, consumers have not had any control, except if you're just trying to dispute information that's in there saying it's inaccurate, we need to get it fixed, right? So this theme of we'd like consumers to get more control kind of plays in to what's going on here. And on some levels, the industry, the credit reporting industry, is responding to some pressure, really regulatory pressure, as well as some of what the banks want in making changes like this one.
I suppose that if you're in a position where a better credit score would seriously benefit you in terms of having more access to lending and buying merchandise, and this would boost credit scores, then that would be beneficial to the consumer to do this.
The end goal here is to get more people who can essentially get affordable credit than they currently can right now. And so big banks have been approaching Experian. Experian's CEO told me this. They've been approaching Experian in recent years saying, look, we want to get more data on people who don't have much of a borrowing history to determine whether or not they are good borrowing bets, essentially.
So it gets more people on the map, essentially.
Sure, sure. And that sort of opens up a whole nother conversation.
Right. And you mentioned also in your story that an improved credit rating could mean that some consumers would be elevated into a position where they could borrow money maybe at subprime levels, and some of the banks are looking at that.
Specifically, what I said is that the result from this change and other changes that have occurred as well recently is that it increases the chances that more people will end up with higher credit scores. And that opens the question, that leads to the question of, so are those people really as creditworthy as that higher credit score suggests? Mm-hmm. Or is it becoming easier to attain a higher credit score?
Right.
That's where I see the big debate here. Now, advocates of changes like the one that Experian is now making say, look, there are people who pay these bills, electric, cell phone, et cetera, on time every month and don't get credit for it. But this data is an example that these people are responsible. And so if they're responsible paying those payments, they would be responsible taking a loan from a bank. There's the flip side of it, though, that says paying your electric bill every month does not mean that you are going to be paying your credit card bill every month. Mm-hmm. It's very different keeping the lights on in your house, right?
Than paying off for
exactly,
cash.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if the credit reporting agencies are gleaning this information from your checking account, I guess there'll be a way for them to know, or how would they know if you pay your bill late?
So this isn't going to be an on-time or late thing because, as you point out, since the information that they're getting is just coming from your checking account, how would they know that? Rather, what Experian will be looking for is recurring monthly payments. So have you sent a payment every month from that account to your utility provider? When it gets to a point where there are 3 consecutive months that pass and no payments have been made from the account that's linked to Experian, Experian's going to drop the whole history that it took in of that cell phone or utility account. So the key here is this person making recurring monthly payments, consistent payments to that cell phone provider or other company on a consistent basis?
And to start, it's just Experian who's doing this?
Correct. So this is a move that has been made by Experian. And each company in this industry, the big companies, TransUnion, Equifax, Experian, they are competitors and they are peers, but they function independently. So this is the move that's been made specifically by this company.
And when is this going to start?
So Experian says that it's going to begin rolling out the service early next year, as soon as January. The early stage of it will be made available to people who are currently signed up for various services, be it credit monitoring or identity theft protection services that Experian offers to consumers. Those services can be free or subscription-based. However, what we're talking about here with this new sort of credit reporting methodology is a free service. But it's essentially going to be rolling this out first to people who are signed up for one of its consumer-facing services. And throughout the year, it'll be extending that to more and more people.
All right. That is Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis here in our studio. Anna Maria, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.